Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Jesus, our Lord and good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Rejoice in the Lord Monday. Hallelujah. I rejoice in my Father's greatness. I rejoice in his love and his unconditional love for his strength that he's continued to pour upon me from his favor. Hallelujah. I just rejoice in his understanding and his knowledge. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. You know every issue that we all face, Father God, and we lay it at your feet, Father God. We ask you to hear our humble cry, Father God. Remove anything in us that's not of you. Forgive us for any sins that we have done, Father God, but we need your help. We want our thoughts to be your thoughts and our ways to be your ways, Father God. We want to not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you so you can direct our path. Father God, continue to direct our path. Continue to take us where you called us to go through, Father God, because we were chosen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We seal all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has been so good. Hallelujah. I thank you for tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. I know last week I wasn't on Thursday and Friday, but God is just doing some things in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I had to finish and complete what he called me to do. But today's title is called His Fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to understand that when things is done in his fire, hallelujah, everything will come to pass. It don't make a difference how many people is involved, how many more people it is, or what people are doing. When God's fire is in the situation, we always have the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And today we're in 1 Kings 18. Hallelujah. And we're talking about Elijah. Last week we talked about Elijah. Hallelujah. We talked about Elijah too. Hallelujah. And my spirit led me to Elijah. Hallelujah. And in 17, this is when Elijah had told them that it was going to be a drought. He told them in 16 that it was going to be a drought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was 17 that it was going to be a drought. He told Ahab, that was Jezebel Hudson, that it was going to be a drought. And God had him go live in the brook and said that the ravens was going to feed him. And then he had him go live with a woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was on her way to die. Hallelujah. But the lady prepared something for Elijah and her. And he said it would not run out, and it didn't run out. And this is coming to chapter 18. And this was Abinadab. Abinadab was a prophet of God. Hallelujah. He was someone that was under Ahab, but he feared God. He respected God and he reverenced God. And when Jezebel was going around killing all the prophets of God, he saved them. He saved 100 and he put 50 in one cave and 50 in another cave. Hallelujah. Because when you trust God and you fear God and God just touched you to do something, you would do something that would jeopardize your life to be lost to save other people's lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, sometimes we get so selfish where we want to do everything about our own life, but we have to realize that sometimes God put us there to save others' lives. Hallelujah. When God is using you, it's always to save someone else. Anything that you're going through is always to save someone else, to bring deliverance to someone else, to bring healing to someone else, to bring clarity to someone else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to start in 1 Kings 18 and verse number 16. And this is when Ahab had told Abinadab to go and get some things for him, and he saw Elijah on the way. And it says, so Ahab went to meet Abinadab went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah, because Elijah met him along the road and told him, go tell Ahab that I'm here. And he said, why would you do that to me? I fear God. I reverence God. Why would you send me back to Ahab and tell me to tell him that you're here, and then you're going to disappear because God is going to tell you to go somewhere? One thing we need to understand, Ahab, Abinadab knew that God was the type that that will call you to do something, and you just have to leave and do it. You can't tell nobody nothing. So he said, why would you tell me to go tell Ahab, and then the Lord is going, God is going to tell you to do something, and you're going to go do it because I know you're a prophet of God. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that, because he came there for that sole purpose, because God sent him there. Hallelujah. We have to get an understanding. When God sends someone there to do something, that means there's work to be done. Hallelujah. And they're not going to leave before the time comes. Hallelujah. So you have to be prepared for the people that's coming to release a message that God is sending up to tell to you. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, are you he that troubled Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, and this that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Baal. And therefore, send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, and eat of Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to the people and said, how long have you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answer him not. He said, how long would you go between two opinions? How long would you go knowing the truth about God, but you still want to stay with someone else because they have a life? Hallelujah. Because you have to realize that Baal had a lot of prophets. He had a lot of people. Ahab had a lot of prophets. He had a lot of people that was up under him. Hallelujah. Just like when the prophet went, when Joseph sat, was with the other Ahab, and he told him, he said, I don't want him to come because he always tell me things that I don't want to hear. Hallelujah. All his prophets was telling him that you're going to have victory, that you're going to win. But God had put a lion spirit inside of the prophets to tell them that they had victory. Hallelujah. See, this is why you got to have a personal relationship with God, where you know whose opinion are you going to go for. You're going to go through two different opinions. You hear the truth. God has revealed. He have called you. You receive him to confess that Jesus was your Lord and Savior, and that God rose him from the dead, but you going back between two opinions because you're looking at what's going on in the world. You're looking at the situations that are coming about, but you're not trusting your God. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, Elijah was established in walking in things that was not seen, believing that God called me here and God called me to do something, and I'm going to have victory. And I thank my Father for giving me the strength to be able to walk and believe in what he told me he was going to do. Hallelujah. And have the faith to step out and do it because his word is saying it. I'm not going between two opinions. I'm not lukewarm. Hallelujah. I'm not going back thinking I know things because the one opinion. See, a lot of people have opinions because they think they know things. They be lukewarm because they looking at what's going on. The situation is what's going on. They not realizing that was a prophecy that came to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, because all things that happen is prophecies that's coming into fulfillment. This thing that you coming about could be a prophecy that was a disobedience. This thing that you see, these are people rebelling and being in disobedience, and God called and said it was going to be destruction because of the disobedience. Hallelujah. But you're not knowing God. You're not knowing his voice. You're not knowing how to understand him because you're so consumed in the crowd. Hallelujah. Then said Elijah to the people, I remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal prophets are 450 men. Hallelujah. He said, it's just one of me, of the Lord's prophet, but it's 450 of Baal's prophets. Hallelujah. And they're all lying prophets. Hallelujah. Let them therefore go to us bullock, and let them choose one bullock. Let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under and call you on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it was well spoken. So he said, we're going to get bullocks. And we're going to set up an altar, because you know when they offered up something, they had to put fire to offer it up to be a burnt sacrifice to the Lord. He said, we're not going to put no fire, but we're going to call on our God. Hallelujah. And our God is going to light the fire, because we know God created heaven and earth. God created fire. God created everything, so we can call on his name and it will be. Hallelujah. So he's trying to prove to them, if your God is real, he can do the same thing that my God can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it is well. And it was well spoken. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it first. And for you are many, and call on the name of your God. But put no fire either he is talking or he is pursuing or he is in the journey or perhaps he sleeps or must be awoken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, perhaps he sleeps. See, he was mocking because we know that our God never slumbers nor sleeps. He never sleeps. He always knows what's going on. Even though situations happen, hallelujah, he's never slumbered or sleeping. Hallelujah. He's always awake. So he's mocking them, telling them, call on your God. Call on him. Reach out to him. Hallelujah. While y'all deepening and doing all this dancing, while your God's not answering. And they crowded lies and cut themselves after this manner, with knives and buckets to the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied into the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any answer, nor any that regarded. And they say they prophesied into evening, so they kept prophesying. When someone is prophesying, they're supposed to be speaking the word of God. But see, they were speaking the word of their God. Hallelujah. So they were just speaking words that wasn't coming to manifestation, because we know that God's word never comes back void. It does what it was sent for to accomplish. Hallelujah. So when his word is spoken, it's going to manifest into something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of God that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. See, he said he took, according to the tribes of Israel, tribes of Jacob, it was 12 children that he had. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as wood contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid it on the wood and said, fill your barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. So he told them to fill this thing up with water. He put the bullock. He made the altar unto the Lord. He put the bullock down there. Then he said, fill it up with water and drench it with water. Hallelujah. Because we know that it's hard to put something on fire when there's water on there. But one thing we need to understand, the water is a representation of the Holy Spirit. When John was speaking about Jesus coming, he said, he's going to come. Hallelujah. He said, I baptize you with water, but he baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the representative. Fire is a representation of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is going to come upon us. Hallelujah. To do the work of our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, do it 3 times. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, do it 3 times. And the third time, and the water ran about the altar and filled the trenches also with water. So it was water surrounding everything. It was a water all around that thing, hallelujah. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are the God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word, hallelujah. So he said, let it be known. But I want you to pay attention that he said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He didn't say Jacob, because he respected the fact that God changed Jacob's name to Israel. When Jacob wrestled with the angel, he said, I'm not leaving until you give me something. So he knew it was a new name that he was supposed to have. Sometimes you wrestle and you be like, God, I'm not leaving. When you be deep into prayers and you calling out to God, you say, God, it's something inside of me where it's time for the birth out. And I'm not leaving until you give it to me. Even if I leave out here with a limp or just a different function of my body, because anytime you're in the midst of God, the different functions of you is going to come out, because he came out with a limp. Hallelujah. But it was due for him to have a limp. Hallelujah. So some of you, it's time for you to come out with a limp in what God is doing in the will of your life. Hallelujah. Because you're saying, I'm not going until you tell me something, until you give me what I need. Give me that new name, the new name that you gave me, what you created me to be. Hallelujah. What you called me to be. Because we have to realize, when God gave people names, names had a meaning. And Israel had a meaning. Because that was the name that he gave me. That was the representation of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. And he said that, I am your servant, and I have done all the things at your word. He said, I've done everything at your word. This is about your word. Hallelujah. That's why I thank my Father, because I do all things at his word. What his word say, what his word moved me to say. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 16, when it say, commit your works unto him, and your thoughts shall be established. It says, the preparation of a man's heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. See, when our hearts is surrendered to God, we ask him to search our heart and see everything about us, and God didn't direct us to where he wants us to go. Hallelujah. He will establish our thoughts. Hallelujah. It says, by wisdom, a house is built, but by understanding, it is established. Hallelujah. Because now we're not leaning on our own understanding. We're leaning on God's understanding, so it's established. When something is established, it is firmly and permanently put into place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is putting the things into place where it's supposed to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you just got to trust him and believe what he is saying and do the things that he called you to do. Hallelujah. Because God does things for a reason. He say all these things at your word. He say, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back again. He say, hear me, O Lord. Hear me. One thing we need to understand, when we're walking out God's will and we're calling out to him and we're praying, we want God to hear us. Because at the end of the day, this will, the journey that God got me walking on, this is nothing I would have did on my own. This is nothing I would have stepped out and did, because it seems like I'm going through a lot for walking in God's will in the natural, but in the spirit, I'm gaining so much power, and I'm walking in, and I'm grabbing everything that God has for me. But see, it looks like it's manifested in this, what's manifesting now in the physical is what I already grabbed in the spiritual a while ago. And now I'm grabbing other things, and it's just coming into manifestation, because God has revealed so much to me. He has shown me so many visions and dreams of what he's going to give to me, hallelujah, and what he's going to do, hallelujah, through me and for me and for all his glory, because everything is about the glory of my Father, hallelujah, and I thank him. And I worship and I honor him. Hallelujah. That's why I know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. See, man will leave you. They will forsake you if you don't do what they want you to do. If things is not going the way they want you to go, they will turn on you. They will think that they're destroying you because they leave him. But if God let you leave, it was meant for you to go. So bye-bye. Go. Because you're not connected to the purpose that God has in my life. God is burning a fire. He is showing you through his word that he is burning off everything, that I'm worshiping, serving the true living God. See, what you need to understand, when you're going through what you're going through, a lot of people are serving a Baal, and they're calling on him, and he's really not doing nothing. When it compares to you calling on your God. See, Elijah was lining them up like, you calling on your God. It looked like your God been blessing you. And now you coming in, I'm calling on my God, the true and living God. And he's showing that he's in my life, that I'm a representation of him. See, some of you need to realize that God is showing who you are in him, showing that his word never comes back void out of the words that you speak, because you're speaking, you're prophesying what your Father called you to prophesy. See, when you say, yes, Lord, even when you say, yes, Lord, you'd be like, oh, Lord, just a little bit too much. But you had already said, yes, Lord. And you say, Lord, your will be done. And you say, Lord, I'm walking in your will. He's just showing who you are. He's showing the manifestation of his word. He's showing that he's true and he's living. Hallelujah. And he's transforming your mind and showing you the true essence of God in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water and all of the trenches. It consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones. So it burned up the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stone, everything. Hallelujah. All things that was built on here, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. But I really want you to focus on the dust. You know what I'm saying? We were created from dust. So as you're going through this thing and you look at it, he's breaking off the flesh. He's just breaking off so many different aspects of your life. Hallelujah. Because the stone, the builder rejected, was a representation of Christ. Christ said that he was going to build his stone on Peter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's breaking off all the things where you think you need to go through other people. He wants you to come straight to him. Personal relationship. This is a personal relationship that Elijah had with God. This was personal communication that Elijah had with God, showing that I'm with you personally. I'm here. I will never leave you. I'm always there with you. I'm going to take you to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. He is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said to them, take the prophets of Baal and let none of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook to Cushan, and he slew them there. So after they realized he was God, they acknowledged him. One thing we need to understand that God does stuff just for people acknowledge him, just like he hardened Pharaoh's heart against Moses, because he had to show Pharaoh who he was. And one question that Pharaoh said to Moses is, who is the Lord God that I shall worship him, that I shall bow down, that I shall listen to him? Hallelujah. So he was cocky. People ask you, who is God? And they ask, like, who is that? Like, who is he compared to me? Like, I'm somebody. I'm somebody in your life. I'm the one that you need, that you depend on. No, don't say that, because now my God is going to show you who he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you really don't want God to show you who you are. You want God to show you who he is when you're on his team, when he's guiding, directing, and using you. Not when you're coming against him. Not when you're coming against his children. You're trying to break his children down, because that's not a good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he slew all of them after he burnt the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we go to Psalms 3. Hallelujah. And this is just a psalm that's just encouraging us. We was looking at the burnt sacrifice and all the things that God do it. It says in Psalms 3 and 1, it says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. See, we have to realize that Elijah, he was thinking that it was they was increased that rise up against him, that he was troubled. Hallelujah. The next chapter, he was troubled because Jezebel said she was going to kill him because he killed all his prophets. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we can just look at this as a thought of when you warn against what God called you to come against, because just think about it. If it was 450 prophets and all of them was lying, and Elijah had to come and prove who God was, you're going to think in the back of your head, like, this is a lot of people I'm coming up against. Wow, God. But you have to realize it's not you coming up against them. This is not our battle. This is the Lord's battle. It's just to be thankful that he's using you. Hallelujah. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no hope for them in God. Salah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. See, I just want to encourage some of you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That some people say there's no help in God. They mocked Elijah. They thought that their God was God. And they thought it was not no help from God. And so God showed them. See, the reason why God allowed you to go through certain things is because he wants to show people. Because a lot of people now, they're the type of people, you got to show me. You got to show me. And God knew that, because God is the creator of heaven and earth. He knows his people that's been rebellious, that you just have to show them who he is. It got to come into manifestation. That's why anything that God speaks to you, he's going to show you. He show you spiritually and mentally, but he's going to show you physically too. Hallelujah. He's going to show you and show the people that need to see. He said, I'm going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The enemies is really God's enemies. Hallelujah. Because they're against the God that's in you. They're really not against you. Hallelujah. Because if you were still on their team and walking with them, they wouldn't be against you. But because you're God's child and you're walking in his will and you're doing what he called you to do, now they're against you. Hallelujah. So it's like they say, there is no help for him in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you need to know that it's help for you and God. Help me to make easier for someone to do something by offering one service or resources. Hallelujah. So it's going to, God is showing you that it is help for you, because everybody, it's so much that's going on right now. And sometimes you get frustrated, like, Is God really helping me? Is he really doing this? But God is providing his services. He's providing his resources. He is lining things up for you. He is making it easier for you to get out of self, out of your own will. Because at the end of the day, if we want to be honest, and that's all you want to do on God's through the message, is when you're walking in your own will, you have to figure out everything. You got to figure out how you're going to do this, how you're going to do this, how stuff's going to come together. But see, when you're walking in God's, when you're walking in faith, it's already lined up. You just have to be obedient to walk into faith and walk into everything he already has prepared for you. Hallelujah. So it is help. He do have services and resources for you. You just getting up daily. That's why I say, don't worry about what you're going to eat, where you're going to, what you're going want to wear, none of that thing. It's like, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. It's like, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what tomorrow brings. Don't take no thought of tomorrow. When you take a thought, you thinking upon it, you pondering on, don't worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. Don't take no thought on that thing, because God is going to get you. Say, tomorrow has evil within itself. Tomorrow has its own problems. You got problems to deal with tomorrow. God has all the resources and all the things that you need that's coming out about tomorrow. Hallelujah. But you don't take no thought on that thing. You just allow God to show you what he needs to show you. It's still some things that he has to reveal to you tonight. It ain't even 12 o'clock. It ain't Tuesday yet. It's still Monday. And it's still things that God has to show you. It's still sources and resources that he's going to reveal to you. Services, things that he is bringing understanding to you, because he has things that he has for you to understand tonight. He got knowledge that he needs you to gain tonight. That's why my thing is, what did you learn today? What did you learn before you go to sleep tonight? How much have God increased in your life? We look so much at the situations, but we don't look at where we learn nothing. If you learn something today, that means God increased inside of you. He says, one plant, another water, and God makes it increase. When you're learning something, that means God is increasing in your life. He is releasing to you what you would do for to gain today. Hallelujah. You just got to know where the sources come from, that it comes from your Father, that he's the one that will never leave you nor forsake you, because to be honest, you will leave and forsake yourself. You will leave you to make others happy. Because if we're the image of Christ and we're called to walk out, we will leave ourselves when we go back to our own will. We leave in the truth. But you, our Lord, are the shield for me. Shield meaning a personal thing providing protection. God is the one that is protecting you. He is providing the protection. He is your shield. Hallelujah. We understand that. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my protection, my glory. Glory means high renown or honor won by notable achievement. I achieve what I achieve because you allow me to, because your glory. Everything I achieve is for your glory. Everything that I do, that I accomplish, is for the glory of God. Hallelujah. You are my glory. All things that Jesus did was for the glory. When Jesus prayed in John 8:17, he said, I glorify you, now you glorify me. All this was for your glory. He did it for Jesus, for God's glory. Then God glorified him. And now he's glorifying us, as he said in Romans 8. Now he's glorifying us because he predestinated us to be conformed into the image of his Son, the only begotten of his Son. So he predestinated us to be the image of him. He created us for that. So for his glory. When he told the blind man that was born blind, he said he was born blind. They asked him, why was he blind? Did his mother sin or did he sin? He said, this was for the glory of God. This was for your benefit, for you to see God's glory. But to see how God can just change things right at the instant. Hallelujah. Don't stop focusing so much on what's going wrong, but know that God can change it. And a lifter up of my head. A lifter means to raise from lower to higher position. So God is going to raise you from a lower to a higher position. Raise in rank or condition. He's the one to raise you up to where you're called to be. I cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me on his holy hill. When you cry out to the Lord with your voice, he hears you. Know that he hears you, that he's listening. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I thank you for joining me on God's Rooted Message tonight. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. I pray you go deeper inside of him and you continue to trust him and believe. Hallelujah. Join me tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to continue to focus on trusting God and believing God, knowing that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. To know that we don't have to take no thought on what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Don't make nobody take you back to overthinking things when you never did. When God transformed your mind to walk in the faith and take no thought, don't go back to overthinking. No. We know that God is showing who he is in our life. He's showing that his word never comes back void, that his word is true. Believe it. You are somebody, and you're growing inside of God. Believe in the God that you serve and believe in him. Believe that he's in you, and that he that's in you is greater than he's in the world. And he lives in you, and he also walks in you. So if he lives in you and walks in you, that means he's taking you to where you need to go. I love you. God loves you more. Love heart and brave heart. Hug, love, my love.